Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor-approved medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Well, hey there, boys and girls. How you doing? Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, where we celebrated the Pride Parade today, where I was once again referred to by my nickname. Hi, sweetie. You have found Sports Overnight America. one 800 878 7529, that is the phone number. Chaw. Here's a number you may want to keep handy for a while. 202-456-1414. That's the White House. You want to give them a ring, tell them what bang-up job they're doing. Keep in mind, by the way, they have caller ID. Found that out during the Bush administration a couple of times. They're quick about it, too. Just to give you a heads up. I remember back the beginning of the 2000 baseball season. I was here in San Francisco working for the flagship station for the Gigantes, and that was KNBR. Great time, great job, lots of fun. Didn't make as much as I do now, but, you know, things weren't quite as expensive. And opening day, I had my media pass that we all got. You get to go in when you're special like we are. And I had somebody offer me $5,000 for that media pass for the day. And of course, that's like 3 months' rent back then. And you know, a case of like actual good beer, but I declined. But for a while there, man, it was called Pac Bell Park back then. I mean, that was the hottest ticket around, and it has been for a while. Not any longer. The Gigantes lost again. If you haven't heard, by the way, the Dodgers won their 10th in a row. But the that juggernaut known as the New York Mets spanked the Gigantes on Sunday. And if you want to get tickets to a Giants, the prices are like back, no joke, to old Candlestick Park prices. Like the kind that the average person can afford. Downside, you have to watch the Giants. Give you an update a little bit later. We come back, though. Fred Wallen from Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, talking to Dr. David Geyer. Great book called That's Gotta Hurt, about sports injuries that change the sport. 1-800-878-7529. Hello to everyone on the SB Nation Radio Network. I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I was hallucinating one time and I thought he came into my hotel room window and I realized I didn't have any windows.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. My name is Fred Wong, and I guess your name is not. You can give us a call at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Email us sportsfred@aol.com. This week, I read a most intriguing book, That's Gotta Hurt, written by Dr. David Geyer, The Injuries That Changed Sports Forever. And first of all, Dr. David Geyer, welcome very much to Sports Overnight America.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
The day, March 4th, 1990, is the day I will never forget. I've followed college basketball as closely as any sport in my life. And Hank Gathers and Bo Kimble had transferred from USC, and now they're playing for Loyola. And Loyola's in the WCC tournament against Portland. And I'm sort of watching at a sports bar, but really not paying much attention. And all of a sudden, everybody goes, ah. And the great Hank Gathers fainted and actually died on the court. And reading your book, I found out that he knew he had symptoms. The athletic department knew he had symptoms. The doctor knew he had symptoms. The doctor had given him medicine, but he didn't take the medicine. So Dr. David Geyer, talk about that.
Well, I think you're right. It's a guy that was in as good a shape as possible and was having an irregular heartbeat earlier in the season, had been given a medicine, a beta blocker, to basically make his heart beat fairly regularly. But unfortunately, Hank Gathers, it made him feel sluggish. And for a team that ran up and down the court like Loyola Marymount did, he didn't feel like he could perform as well as he wanted. So allegedly, I mean, the doctors found no trace of that medicine in his body when they did an autopsy. So presumably he didn't take it, and that could have been at least one factor of his sudden cardiac death. Now, it turned out he had a condition that was something that would put you at risk for sudden cardiac death, and how much the medicine would have helped is hard to know, but a very, very tragic and hard injury for the sport of college basketball.
Dr. David Geyer with us. The book, That's Gotta Hurt, folks, most intriguing book, interesting book. 4Edge published it. Pick it up at Amazon.com, major bookstores, other places online, no question about that. But I've always thought that a lot of ball players in all sports, a lot of athletes in all endeavors think they're immortal. Agree or disagree?
I think a lot of them really do. I think that that leads, that's part of what makes them so good at these sports, is they're fearless, and they love the thrill, they love the competition that come, you know, and having to compete at the top level because of it. But I think that that leads a little bit to a sort of a risk-taking behavior and maybe ignoring long-term health risks. We see it in the extreme sports, the X game sports, and I write about Sarah Burke and Caleb Moore's deaths in those sports.
Yeah.
But we see it in lots of sports. You can make the same case for a lot of football players and a number of youth athletes as well.
You know, you also mentioned Bernard King, University of Tennessee, the Ernie and Bernie show, or the Bernie and Ernie show, and Bernard King going on to a great career with various teams in the NBA. But he's got this ACL tear. He didn't come back for 2 years. He was never the same player. I mean, he was never as quick, but he compensated. So these athletes, as we've talked about, are special human beings. Some of them think they're immortal, but some of them work very, very hard to come back, if not 100%, maybe at 90%. Talk about Bernard King and his comeback.
Well, I mean, it was still amazing. You're right. He probably wasn't the career he was, you know, the player he was before, but, I mean, he had still made an All-Star game. And really, after an ACL tear, that was unheard of at the time. That was basically an injury that ended players' careers. Yes, it took him 2 years, and it was 6 days a week with a physical therapist, and he had this big sign in his gym that says, "I shall not be denied," but everybody was telling him he'd never get back to play, let alone be an All-Star. But he believed it, and his surgeon and his physical therapist believed it, and all that hard work did lead him back on the court and back to an All-Star game.
Talking to Dr. David Guyer, author of That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever, and folks, some of these we forget. We shouldn't forget, because obviously they have changed sports forever. In some cases, these athletes came back. In some cases, they didn't. In some cases, they died. You can pick it up, but That's Gotta Hurt. Major bookstores, Amazon.com, published by 4Edge. The National Football League, and I bring this up. Let's talk about Mark Biakani and his father, Nick, of course, a fine linebacker, great linebacker for many years in the National Football League. Mark, of course, 30 years ago, playing in college, and he lowered his head and trying to knock down a running back, and next thing he knows, and we know, that he can't move. Talk about that and the fact I play. Look, here's the deal. I played every sport growing up. When I'm in 10th grade, my dad comes up to me, and I was a basketball player and a baseball player and a B football player, and I was going to go to the varsity next year. And he said, you know, my mom and I really enjoy watching you play, but isn't basketball safer? And this was 45 years ago. And I don't think coaches told you at that time. I don't remember coaches telling me, hey, tackle with your head up. And I don't know if they all tell you now. So talk about Mark Biakani and his horrendous injury.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. Devastating injury. He went to make a tackle. The running back sort of got bumped in the air, which changed his position. So Mark didn't really have time to react and basically broke a bone in his neck and is now paralyzed from the neck down, and has made remarkable strides, especially raising money for spinal cord research, but he's still never walked again. And the challenge is it does happen, you know, about 6 to 10 times a year. We've done a lot better with the education. The not putting your head in on the ball and on the defender has dropped it from about 30 of those injuries a year to 6, but it still happens. And it's hard to know if it's possible to get it really any lower than that. That's one of those risks that you just have to know about when you're playing the sport of football.
Book That's Gotta Hurt, the author, Dr. David Guyer, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever, right here on Sports Overnight America. You can give us a call at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can email me, Fred at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Doctor, let's expand it a little bit to the National Football League in general, and in college football, too. The CTE, the ALS. Now, we don't know for sure, I guess, if ALS, but I would say a higher percentage of former football players get ALS than the one in some million that get it off the street. But anyways, talk about how long it's taken for the National Football League to wake up to the possibility of concussions and what that can mean.
Yeah, it's really Really a fascinating discussion, and I learned a lot interviewing these brain experts in Boston that are doing the autopsies on all these former NFL players that developed CTE. And I think, you know, talking to them about, you know, how did the NFL respond, I don't think anybody really points fingers at the league as much as the league was getting a bunch of information that sort of conflicted with their worldview. And anytime you get something that sort of conflicts with how you look at things, and basically in their case, their livelihood, the sport of football, you're initially resistant to it. And I think that's largely what happened. The question I think that the league is going to have to answer is, how do you get those repetitive blows that occur, the linemen colliding on every play, the tackles? That's what the experts actually think leads to the CTE. How do you get that out of the sport and still keep it the sport that millions and millions of people love? It's a very, very difficult question.
You know, I've said for years, and I mean this, one of the major problems in the National Football League until last year, they allowed the team's own doctor, who's probably wanting to keep his job, to make the decision if an NFL football player who was knocked to the ground could come back and play. Now, last year they went to a so-called neutral doctor, but that made no sense whatsoever unless they were just the league was just protecting itself.
Yeah, it's really a tricky line. I will say that having worked with pro athletes, I think the doctors largely do want to do what's best for the players long term, but there's no question that there's pressure, even with the athletes, to try to get back on the field, not lose their position, their starting position. I think the move to having extra eyes, the independent neurologists on the sidelines, the concussion spotters in the box, are certainly a good thing, if for any other reason, to make sure that that what we're really putting in first priority is the player's health.
That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Changed Sports Forever, written by Dr. David Geyer, folks. It's a most intriguing book. Amazon.com, major bookstores, other places on the web. That's Gotta Hurt. Again, a book that makes us think. It really does. I've said on the air right here on Sports Overnight America that 100 years from now, I don't think we'll have football in its present format. I don't know if it's flag. I don't know if people will go and watch it. But all I can tell you is that I know a lot of fathers and a lot of moms telling their 14-year-old kids, go to another sport.
Yeah, I will tell you that I hear it as an orthopedic surgeon. These kids that come, maybe they have a knee injury or an ankle injury, the parents bring them in, and the parents sort of grab me at the end of it and say, hey, what do you think about the dangers of football? It's very, very real. I think you will see parents, more and more parents, either pull kids out altogether or look for alternatives like flag football. I think you'll still see it in some shape or form, but I think you can make a really good argument that sort of the decline that boxing has had, largely due to the medical issues, the blows to the head, you may see something like that with football, where it still exists, but large groups of people just say, hey, the risks aren't worth it.
All right, the city of Portland, Oregon, this week is celebrating the 40th anniversary of Bill Walton and the Blazers' only NBA championship. And you talk about 1984 and Sam Bowie and 2007 and Greg Oden. And both of them big centers, both of them drafted. And, of course, Bowie drafted ahead of Michael Jordan. And all I can tell you is this, 23 years apart or not, this is more than a coincidence. Because when I saw Oden at Ohio State, I said, this is going to be the next big superstar center in this league. And who would have bet that his guard on that team, Mike Conley, would be now playing and signing a contract last year with Memphis for $200-something million, where Greg Oden probably, I mean, he never really played in the NBA. Talk about those injuries that happened first to Sam Bowie out of Kentucky and then Greg Oden and Portland's bad decisions because of the injuries.
Yeah, no question. They've selected, at least in my mind, four players with Bowie, Oden, Brandon Roy, and you mentioned Bill Walton,
yeah,
whose bodies just could not hold up. And it really, you know, Sam Bowie, there was evidence that there could be a problem. He missed 2 years at Kentucky with a stress fracture in his leg. Now, he was healthy his senior year, but, you know, what level, how do you balance athletic potential versus medical risk? The Chicago Bulls had already said if he fell to three, they weren't going to draft him. And fortunately, Portland did, and the Bulls got Michael Jordan. But, you know, you had Brandon Roy, who had a couple knee surgeries at University of Washington. You mentioned Oden. He was relatively healthy through high school and the 1 year in college. Bill Walton had multiple injuries. That's a team that took some chances, went for athletic potential, and it just didn't work out. But how do you judge, you know, a play? How do you balance that performance and potential versus medical risk? How do you predict whose bodies are going to hold up and whose wouldn't? Portland has had an awful track record of that, but it's really a really, really difficult thing. We're just now starting to get injury analytics and things that I think will help us, but it's still largely a calculated risk at the professional sports level.
You know, in our last minute, Doctor, just last week, Mike Trout hurt his finger, and they do a special kind of surgery that they wouldn't really do on anybody else to expedite him coming back. In 60 seconds, does that happen too often in sports?
I do think that, the pro athletes probably, in a lot of circumstances, get surgeries to that, you know, it's good enough to get them to play, you know, and then, you know, maybe as quickly as possible. You know, I always worry about, you know, I think you should focus on the long-term health, and I don't know if this will be a big deal with him, but you hear that a lot, these cleanup operations in pro athletes rather than the bigger surgeries that would keep them out a year or more. And it's something that every athlete needs to think about, what it's going to do to their bodies when they're 40, 50, 60 years old.
Dr. David Guyer, I really enjoyed this book. Folks, that's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever. Again, Doctor, thank you for writing the book. Thank you for appearing tonight on Sports Overnight America.
Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
Folks, great book. I mean, you'll learn a lot. I'll learn a lot. If you've got, have your kids read it. If you've got kids, you read it. That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever, published by 4EDGE. I'll be back. We'll be back with a whole lot more on Sports Overnight America at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, right after this.
Our thanks to Fred Wallen from Sports Overnight America as a weekend edition, as well as Dr. David Guyer. That's Gotta Hurt. Good book. Go check it out. We have an update next. This is Sports Overnight America.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone.
God, I love the intro to this. The underchair from the Who's Tommy. Oh. Before that, Ned Beatty, nominated for an Academy Award for a one-day shoot. He was only on screen for like 5 or 6 minutes. Network, back in 1976. Hey, boys and girls, how you doing? Sports Overnight America. I'm Jerry Burke. That's the Who. You're the listener. And thanks again to Dr. David Geyer. That's gotta hurt. Injuries that changed the course of sports history. You know, it's funny. I'm surprised they didn't talk about Daryl Stingley. That's the one I always remembered. Oh, God. This update, boys and girls, is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing, don't you know? Here's what you need to do. Go to phbat.com. You type in the coupon code baseball. See how easy we made that for you? You're going to get a great deal. Josh Donaldson swears by this puppy. He started using it when Chili Davis was the hitting coach with the A's. Took it to Toronto with him. He ends up being the AL MVP. Davis took it to the Red Sox. You see how they're doing. The A's don't have it, and you see how the A's are doing. The defense rests. Majors, D1 level. Youth League. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably. And like I said, it can help you. Go to phbat.com. You type in the coupon code baseball. A great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. My God, how bad are the Gigantes de San Francisco? We'll get to that, though. But the Dodgers, they've won 10 in a row now. Finally, the Dodgers are being the Dodgers they spent all that money on. The National League scores, by the way. Here we go, boys and girls. It was Miami taking care of the Cubby Bears. The final score there was 4-2. Good on you, Miami. Milwaukee squeaks by Atlanta, 7-0 your final there elsewhere. Cincinnati, 6-2 over the former Montreal Expos. Like I said, the Mets, God, the Giants are bad. 8-2 it was the Mets over the Gigantes. Elsewhere in the National League, Arizona 2-1 over Philadelphia. Dodgers, like I said, they've won 10 in a row, 12-6 over Colorado. I believe that's what's called a beatdown. My mom's happy. She's a huge Dodger fan. Dun, 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 dun. You know Dodger Stadium's the third oldest stadium in baseball? In case it ever comes up in Trivial Pursuit, there's your answer. Of course, Fenway and then Wrigley Field. And Dodger Stadium. Just throwing that out there for those of you who even care. Elsewhere in the National League, it was St. Louis. They take care of the Pittsburgh Pirates. A double up on them. The final score from the Gateway City was 8-4. Interleague play, La Tigre de Troyes, 7-5 over San Diego in a game that was played despite the best interests of society as a whole. Seriously, why was that game played? Brutal. American League scores. It was Minnesota. They're up a half a game in the AL Central now after a 4-0 taken care of by over the Cleveland Indians. Dim Balmeroz, who, by the way, broke their streak of giving up 5 or more runs for 20 straight games the other day. They're back on track now, even though they won 8-5 over Tampa. Elsewhere in the American League, damn. The Halos, 4-2 over my beloveds, the Red Sox, that is. They're in a statistical dead heat with the Evil Empire. The reason for that would be is that the Tejas Rangers take care of the Yankees. Your final was 7-6. Elsewhere in the American League, I kid you not. Oakland wins 5-3 over the Pale Hose. Toronto 8-2 over Kansas City. Houston 8-2 over Seattle. Not that it matters to anybody. Kevin Harvick, he wins at Sonoma, clinches a NASCAR playoff spot there, boys and girls. Hey, some good news, by the way. How about this? The Mets have promoted Tim Tebow to a high A ball in Port St. Lucie. Good on him. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids. It's the number one training device being used in the bigs right now. Straight through the minors, youth leagues. He said, even have a softball bat to help with your swing. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably. And you know what, kids? It can help you. By the way, Kenley Jansen walked his first batter of 2017 for the Dodgers. No, get rid of him. Anyway, back to the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com. You type in the coupon code baseball. See how easy that is? It's going to give you a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. You may now proceed to go back to watching porn. 1-800-878-7529. That is the number here. 202-456-1414. That's the White House for those of you who want to give them a ring. Tell them what a bang-up job they're doing. Like I've said many times, keep in mind, they do have caller ID. We're working on a new Twitter account because we were really lazy about the old one and I forgot the password. But you can like our Facebook page at Sports Overnight America. You can just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. My parents had a sense of H-U-M-O-U-R. I'll talk to anyone. So lonely. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California. We have no idea what's coming up next, but boys and girls of all ages, lucky you. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Who knows what will be peddled for truth on this network?
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker. He a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come. But he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask on.
You know, if this comes out today, is it popular?
In circles, yeah.
But as big as it was then back then?
Boy.
I think no way.
You know, here's the thing.
You got to be kind of pop, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how talented you are, as long as you got sizzling out.
You
got
to have sizzle on the steak. And it doesn't matter what genre either, by the way.
It doesn't matter how talented you are either.
No, there's got to use, I mean, use talent still wins out.
No. Okay, yeah, in the long run. Yes, in the long run. Do you think 30 years from now we're going to be hearing from Pink or Lady Gaga? I'm telling you right now, 30 years from now, people will still be buying this CD. Well, they won't have CDs then, obviously.
No, I think Lady Gaga will. Lady Gaga has talent, a lot of talent. She's a writer, Jerry. You know, she wrote for a lot of different people. Why are you hitting the microphone?
Hello, what happened? What did you do with Chris?
Hey, you got to read about her.
Mm-hmm.
She was writing for people before you. And listen, I'm not sitting around listening to Lady Gaga. But I've saw some stuff on her, and she's very talented. She's been a writer. She's been around a lot longer than you think.
All right, maybe.
She put together a full rock opera and went around the country. I mean,
that's original. Pete Townsend never did that. Roger
Waters
never did
that. Yeah, but she's writing it all herself.
Pete Townsend.
All herself.
Townsend wrote Tommy. He wrote Quadrophenia. Waters.
Yeah, but he was in a band. She's out
he
there.
Wrote
she's
it all
wait,
by
wait.
Himself.
She's front row. She's not sitting behind somebody
are
else.
Are you trying to compare Lady Gaga to Pete Townsend? Are you really? I'm going to use your words.
No. Really? You're bringing up somebody from the 70s. You're pissing on Lady Gaga. And I'm telling you, Lady Gaga has some serious talent.
Compared to Pete Townsend, did you really just do that? Please tell me you didn't do that. Because you made me speechless. I didn't think that was possible.
You really think she has no? Do you know anything about her?
I know she's not as talented as Pete Townsend.
I'll just say this: research it, go find out about her. Because I knew nothing about her either. I would be like, "Who the hell's Lady Gaga?" And then once you research it and you find out what she's about and what she has done, you'll have a newfound respect.
Okay,
but you're trying to compare someone who's been in the business. How old is he?
Townsend's been around since 64. So Townsend's
okay.
Like 60.
And you're comparing to someone in their 20s.
But my point,
I'll just tell you this.
Chris, Townsend was
20. If you did comparable age.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Do you want to do comparable age?
If you compared him at the same ages.
Yes, I will do that.
She would dwarf him in cash and popularity.
Bulls. Chris, the man wrote Tommy when he was 23. Tommy!
She made $123 million last year.
I don't care if she made more money than
God. You don't know anything about her, and you don't respect her.
You know nothing about her. Wait, hold on. You're going to go on a national radio program, and you're going...
You don't know anything about her.
You're going to compare...
Go look. You don't know anything about her.
You're going to compare Lady Gaga to Pete Townsend? Are you high?
You don't know anything about her.
I don't have to. That's like, I don't have to, Chris.
No, that is so unfair. Then you know what? That is like in sports. So you're saying like a modern day athlete to now doing great things cannot live up to somebody who did stuff in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Chris, are you trying to tell, really? Now, look, just back up for a second. Try not to be.
You know nothing about her.
Okay, fair
she
enough.
She's got like over a million people following her on Twitter.
Chris, we're talking.
And you don't even know about so.
Chris.
You are a social media. You know nothing about it.
Chris.
You even on Twitter?
No.
You even understand Twitter?
I understand. I just don't like Twitter.
No. There comes a thing to where Lady Gaga in some areas is far more popular than Oprah.
Well, that's big.
You don't even know. You know nothing about that. I don't even
my
know why
point,
I'm defending
no,
this
no,
girl.
Here's my point.
I'm not a
no,
fan.
Chris.
I'm saying you know nothing about her. You tell me Pete Townsend's bigger than Oprah. Pete Townsend is a pimple on Oprah's ass.
Pete Townsend. And
Oprah? Oprah.
Commercially? Of course not. Of course Oprah's bigger. Of course she is.
Okay, now Lady Gaga in some forms of, like they do this stuff with PR and social media, she's bigger than Oprah.
Okay, fair.
So
enough.
You're acting like she's nobody?
I'm speaking
you're out of your mind.
I'm speaking
just
out of pure
he
talent.
Did,
I'm speaking
just
out of pure
no, well, no, no,
that
no,
guy
no.
wrote Who's Next, for Christ's sake.
That has a...
That's like arguably the greatest rock album ever done.
You are such a stoner music guy from the old days. Lady Gaga has a tremendous amount of talent and popularity, and you made her seem like just because Pete Townsend wrote Tommy. Hey, dude,
Chris,
I'm telling you right
okay,
now,
okay, I'm
Lady Gaga dwarfs Oprah and stuff,
okay.
And that will tell you how big she is right
fair
now.
Fair enough. But here's what I want you to do.
I said comparable.
No.
Pete Townsend
no.
at 23 was what? Was what?
Was writing Tommy and Who's
So
Next?
What, writing Tommy? What does that mean?
Tommy is the seminal
Who knew who he was?
Everyone knew who Pete Townsend
no,
was.
No.
He was a headliner at Woodstock, for Christ's sake. The Isle of Wight Festival. Chris, if we...
Dude, that is a drug, in fact, concert.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we're...
Wait.
Okay,
you're going to say right now,
yes.
A person who is as popular as she is... on social media, which means every American and people around the world are all
purely on
in
talent.
Computers.
I'm talking purely on talent. Are you trying to tell
me? No, we're not talking talent.
I am talking about talent.
Well, that's all you got, because you cannot talk popularity. You can't talk money.
Christ.
She dwarfs him at the same
Vanilla
age in
Vanilla Ice
career.
Sold more albums than Traffic, for God's sake. You're going to tell me that Vanilla Ice is more talented than
I will
than
tell
Stevie
you
Winwood?
Right now, Lady Gaga... At where she is.
And I'm the one who gets
and
called
Pete
flaky.
Townsend, and Pete Townsend, where he was, her career was further than his.
And you call me flaky. You want to? I tell you, next time you're in town, you and I are going to go down to the ship, or we'll go down to the Gold Dust or something like that. We will arbitrarily pick 10 people. You can even pick the 10 people. I don't care who they are. I don't care if it's the guy begging for quarters out in front of the building, for God's sake. We'll go up there, and you get up there and you say, listen, let me ask you something. Comparably speaking, who do you think is more talented, Pete Townsend or Lady Gaga?
But you're comparing a man who's in his 60s to a young girl.
He was in his teens and early 20s when he was writing some of the greatest rock songs ever written, Chris.
She's huge. You think she's some chump.
You
think she's some chump.
I'm not saying she's some chump. She's all over the damn BART stations with her posters and everything.
She thinks she's some chump.
You're trying to think she's bigger than The Who? Come on.
Whoa. We're not comparing The Who. We're trying to talk individuals.
All right, Pete. Okay, you're trying to say she's bigger than Pete Townsend as far as
Pete Townsend
in music,
individually.
In music circles.
Oh, by far.
In music circles.
Pete Townsend. What has Pete Townsend done on Pete Townsend?
Hey, what are you talking about? He did White City. He did All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes. He did Empty Glass. He went up there and he did.
Pete Townsend toured on his name and made millions on his name, not The Who, and not what he did
he
with The Who. This chick's done it all on her own.
He made a bucket of money just
she
on his
name.
She was
born in '86.
I was God Almighty. I was 21 years old.
And by the way, I think she made close to $200 million last year.
I don't care. She made $200 billion, Chris. Money's not important. It's not how much you make. Okay, so Jim Croce died broke. Are you trying to tell me that there are people?
She did it on her own.
Oh,
you're talking about a guy that had to be in a band. She's done it on her own.
No,
that doesn't mean anything. Wait a minute, that doesn't mean anything. You mean someone who wrote for she did songs for different groups, and then she went out on her own. On her own, she's not in a band. She's not in a band called The Who. It's her deal.
He
She's
made
the one.
The Who. If it weren't for Townsend, there is no. Okay, Chris, let me explain this to you.
No.
I'm going to explain it to you. Like
Tiger
to you
Woods, done. Tiger Woods or Derek Jeter? Tiger Woods.
And you wonder why I drink on the air, people. You wonder why I do. All right, look, we got to go to a break right
you
now.
You want
to
go sales? You want to go money earned? Where do you want to go? By the time they were the same age.
Okay.
It was her. She wasn't in a band. It was her.
The guy wrote Tommy. The guy wrote Who's Next. He wrote Quadrophenia.
Okay, what did she write? What did she write?
Exactly.
Oh, no, I can give you a ton. Her songs are number one all over. You don't know.
Okay, look.
You know nothing about her.
On the off chance that you and I are alive in 20 years.
She's 25 years old.
I'm saying on the off chance you and I are alive in 20 years, which is a really good chance that it may not happen because you may kill me and then they're going to execute
you. You don't know anything about her.
But my point is that...
Your point is you are just saying you are like an old man in baseball going, the players that come now will never be as good as the guys that I grew up and loved. You give youth no credit.
I give youth lots of credit.
You don't even know. Nothing about her.
I know she's not Pete Townsend.
Name me one of her songs.
You couldn't have done it unless you just Googled her. So that my point.
I actually saw with Podesta after the one. What fight we watched? We watched the Sugar Shane Mosley against Pacquiao fight. They had her thing on. It was fascinating. This woman is really talented. But you know what? You know nothing about her.
You're talking about arguably the greatest songwriter in rock music.
Your generation, you're saying that no one will ever be as talented as those people that are near. There's nothing they can do.
I'm not saying nobody ever will, but I got news for you. It's been going on 45 years now, and still there's no one sniffing Townsend. There's no one sniffing Lennon and McCartney. There's no one even sniffing these people
yet.
Do
you even know who she is?
My point is...
You have no point. Your point is you're making... Whether I'm right or wrong... You're just saying the people that I love from when I was growing up, no one else can touch them.
Chris,
and I don't care if I know who they are.
There were horrible bands back in my day that were very
popular.
You
don't know her body of work. So how is that a fair judgment if you can't even scout the body of work?
Okay, I'll scout the body of work, but I'm telling
you. No, just admit it. You haven't.
I haven't.
You're making a judgment on a player you've never seen.
Exactly. But, again, okay, that's like getting up there saying, well, this guy's coming up. He's been in the league now for about 4 or 5 years. Boy, you know what? I think his work is comparable to Ted Williams. What are you, high?
Her sales.
So what?
Wait. That's fine. But how do you make how do you give an opinion on someone you've never even seen? You've never listened to. You don't. You live in a genre that's called classic. You don't even know. You've never even been around it. You don't even watch. I don't even know if you have cable TV.
I have cable.
You have HBO. Monster Ball thing was the number one thing on HBO.
No, I didn't watch it. I have Encore. I prefer Encore.
I prefer the art channels. You are making an assessment on someone you've never seen, and you know what? Shame on you for that. Whether you're right or wrong, the fact that you're saying that I am right, even though I haven't even seen this artist perform, shame on you.
Okay, that's fair. I'll look her up.
That is fair.
But I know I'll be right.
That is fair.
I know I'm going to be right.
You're making an opinion on something you've never seen, you don't even know. That is just so narrow-minded. You know what, Jerry?
What?
For such a free thinker, it really shows you're very narrow-minded.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
You're listening to the show Sports Overnight America. I prove a point once again.
Yeah, that's
we got an update coming up for you next. I can't believe that argument ever took place in the first place. Coming up on 7 minutes before the hour, this is Sports Overnight America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Which did you take, sir, the Vicodin or the Percocet?
I wasn't supposed to take them both.
It's always nice to have options, isn't it? Ah, a little jingo. Hey kids, how you doing? Our thanks once again to Chris Townsend from 95.7 The Game here in San Francisco, former host of this disaster, when I was a much happier second banana. Banana. Little jingo, great tune. 3 minutes before the hour, that hour may differ depending on what part of the planet you're on right now. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. You even have a softball bat to help with your swing, don't you know? Like I said, it's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably, and it can help you. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code BASEBALL. You're going to get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bats. Kevin Harvick, he wins at Sonoma, clinches a NASCAR playoff spot. That's a road track up here in Northern California in the wine country. So he gets out of the car. He's sponsored by Busch. And he gets out, and they hand him a Busch, and he drinks it. And then, of course, the trophy has wine on it because of the wine. And everyone's throwing a fit. He wasn't driving. It was after the race. Thank you very much. Wanted to throw that in there. Major League Baseball action. We'll begin with the interleague play in a game that was played despite the best interests of society as a whole. Etique de Adetla. They take care of San Diego. Your final score was 7-5. Now you can all sleep better. National League, St. Louis doubles up on Pittsburgh. 8-4 was your final score there. How bad are the Giants? They are now 24 and a half out. They've lost 20 of their last 25. 8-2, the Mets take care of them here at AT&T Park. The Dodgers have won 10 in a row, 12-6 over Colorado. Your final score there. Arizona, they're keeping pace, 2-1 over Philadelphia. Yeah, it counts as a win. Philly gets paid. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Cincinnati, 6-2 over the former Montreal Expos. Miami doubles up on the Cubby Bears, 4-2 was your final score there. Sashay over to the American League. We sashay here in San Francisco, kids. It's just what we do. 4-zip. Minnesota over the Tribe. Minnesota, man, they're still up a half a game in the NL AL Central. Good on them. The O's, they broke a streak of 20 straight games, giving up five runs or more on Friday. And, of course, they're right back on pace again. But they won this one 8-5 over the Tampa Bay. They will always be the D-Rays. Damn! Red Sox lost 4-2 to the Halos. Oh, by the way, I forgot one National League score. Milwaukee 7-0 over Atlanta. Just throwing that out there for those of you who care. The American League, back to that. The Evil Empire remains in a tie with my Red Sox, the top first place in the AL East after Texas beats the Yankees. 7-6 over in the Bronx. Oakland 5-3 over the Pale Hose. It was Toronto 8-2 over Kansas City. Houston 8-2 over the Seattle Mariners. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. The number one training device used in the bigs. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code baseball. Get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Those idiots at the USA Network next with the alternative facts. This is Sports Overnight America.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.